Mombasa, evening, September 16th, 1971, Pandya House. Meeting with community leaders.
Recite some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which are instruction of Rishabde, Maharaj Rishabde. Rishabdev appeared, he is incarnation of God, and he ruled over sometimes on this planet, and he was the father of Maharaj Bharat, who ruled over this planet after him. Many thousands of years ago, because Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, and long, long before. So, Rishabdev's son was Bharat Maharaj, and after his name, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha does not mean the small piece of land which are now occupied in India. Bharatvarsha means this whole planet. And before that, this planet was known as Ilavatvarsha. So, this Vedic culture was ruling all over the world. Because gradually people became degraded, the Vedic culture remained in a broken state in India only. Otherwise, from Mahabharata and other historical references, we can understand that these Europeans, Americans, they belong to the Kshatriya stock. Maharaj Jajati gave to his two sons this Greek and Rome, and from their generation, these European stock and the American stock has expanded. And they are Aryan stock, Indo-Aryan stock. This is historical reference. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So Vedic culture was spread all over the world. There is historical reference. Just like, for example, that our India, 20 years ago, that India and present India is different, because it is now divided, Pakistan. Some portion of India has been taken away by other elements who did not agree. Similarly, the whole world was India or Bharatvarsha. Gradually, as the Vedic culture degraded, others separated. In India also still we have got so many sects, or differing from original Vedic culture. Just like Lord Buddha. He's Indian, he was Hindu, he was Kshatriya, but he differed from the Vedas. He started his own religious system, Buddhism. Although in India there is practically no Buddhism, it is outside India, but Buddhism also originated from India. Similarly, there is Jainism, Sikhism, and so many other isms. But the original culture is Vedic culture. Every culture you'll find there is a history. But Vedic culture has no history. Nobody knows when it began and when it will end. It will never end. On this cultural unity, the whole world was one. There was only one flag. Even after the time of Maharaj Parikshit, there was only one king in Hastinapur. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought. All the people of the world, some of them, because it was a family fight between two cousin brothers, so some of them joined this side, some of them joined that side. But the whole world, it was the greatest world war. This Vedic culture is very old. That is a fact. And this Rishabhdev is speaking to his sons before return. It is understood that when he was in Burma, he was speaking to his sons. He had 100 sons. Nowadays, people say that population has increased. But I do not know how the population has increased. Nobody can breed even more than 10 sons. And in those days, people were breeding 100 sons. Even the Kurus, they are 100 brothers. Anyway, Rishabhdev had 100 sons. Out of them, nine became sannyasis. Others remained kshatriya. So this is another instruction that persons born in kshatriya family became brahmins by quality. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, chatur varnang maya sristam guna karma vibhava. That was the old system. And Narad Muni says, jasahi jat lakhanam shah varnabhi vanjakam jadi annatravi disheta tatte naiva vinidhise. Now just like these 100 sons, born of kshatriya father, but these 9 sons were in the symptoms of Brahminical culture. So they were accepted as Brahmins, as instructed by Narad Muni. Jadi annatravi disheta, the Brahminical symptoms were visible in the 9 sons of a kshatriya, therefore they were accepted as Brahmins. This is Vedic culture. Bhagavan Krishna also said, guna karma vibhavasa. Guna, quality. Now if a boy, if a child is born of a Brahmin father, now, according to Vedic system, by birth everyone is Shudra. Janmana jayate Shudra. Sanskarat bhavet bija. Then he is to undergo a different reformatory process. And during that period, if he is seen that he has got the symptoms of a kshatriya or a vaishya, then he will be designated immediately that this child has to become a kshatriya or vaishya. There are many instances. So Sanskara Bhavi Bija, of course, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas all had Bijas because they are offered the sacred thread by the spiritual master. Only Shudras are not Bija. They have got one bath by the father and mother. Then again, these Varnasram. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said, Varnasramacharavata. The human civilization must be conducted under the institution of this Varnasram dharma. Why? Now, by practicing this system, one can gradually understand what is Vishnu. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapumar Vishnu aradhati. Vishnu, the ultimate aim is worship Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. And it is the king's duty to see that citizens are executing this Varnasram Dharma very nicely. That was king's duty. It is stated in the Bhagavata that unless a king or government can give protection to the citizen from exploitation by dishonest ministers and thieves and rogues, then he cannot collect tax. He is unworthy of taking tax from the citizen. The primary duty is that the citizen must be protected from the dishonest minister. Asadhu amatya, this very word is used. Amatya means minister. And choradi bhya, thieves and rogues. This is one of the duties. And then again, he should see that people are executing the system of Varnasram dharma. The Brahmin is doing his duty, the Kshatriya is doing his duty, and the Vaishya is doing his duty, and the Shudra is doing his duty. And the symptoms and duties and occupation is also mentioned in the Shastra. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, the Brahminical duties are mentioned there. Satta samadama titikya arjava. Jnanam vijnanam astitvam brahma karma savavajam. Similarly, Kshatriya's duty, shodja, teja, vyakhyam, juddhe cha palayanam. A Kshatriya challenge cannot refuse. If somebody comes forward, I want to fight with you. He cannot just say, no, I don't want to fight. No, he will have to fight. Juddhe cha palayanam. Dhanam. Ishara Havancha. Kshatriyas would give in charity. Grihastha would give in charity. Brahmachari, Banaprastha, they would perform austerities. Jagadhyana tapakriya. The human society should accept yoga, dana, tapasya. That is human society. Yagdhudhāna tapakriya. One has to elevate himself to the highest platform by tapasā, brahmacharjena, samena, dhamena, tyagena, sochena. These are the sāstric injunctions. And the Rishabdha says the very same thing, because this is Vedic culture. So he is instructing his 100 sons, my dear sons,
Now, deha deo bhajang niloke, kastana kaman arhatirir bhujangaji.
My dear sons, this particular body, human body, hayama deha, niloke, in the human society, is not meant for kastan kama. In order to sense gratify, one has to accept very, very hard work. This is not human civilization. Kastan kama. Kama means we have got to satisfy our senses, but not by kastan, taking too much time, because human life is very, very important. Bahunal janmanal ante, after many, many evolutionary process, jalajano lakhani sthavara lakhavinshati, we have to pass through 9 lakhs of species in the water. You know, this is the water. There are so many aquatics. Then gradually they become plants, trees, then gradually insects, reptiles, then birds, pakshinam, dasalakhatam. There are 10 lakh species of birds. Pashava, trinsalakhani, then bees, 30 lakhs of bees. In Africa there are so many bees. So this is the information we understand from Vedic literature. Long ago, when I was householder, one Jewish doctor, I was doing medical business. So he asked me that, Mr. Satan said, how is that so particularly it is mentioned that there are 9 lakh species of aquatics, 20 lakh species of the trees and plants. How it is exact? This is a very intelligent question. And that is Vedic knowledge. Therefore, we take it, Vedas as authority. Those who are followers of Vedas, they do not argue. They take Vedic injunction as final. Shruti Praman, if it is written in these Vedas, the evidence is there, then it is accepted. Shruti Praman. According to our Vedic culture, the learned scholars would accept Shruti Praman. Just like in the law court, if it is mentioned in the law book and one can give evidence from the law book under section such and such, it is accepted by the judge. There is no need of inquiry further. That is authority. So we accept authority of the Vedas in such a way that whatever is mentioned there, it should be accepted. Otherwise, what is the meaning of authority? If you inquire, if you bring into examination your defective knowledge, then what is the meaning of authority? Every conditioned soul is defective in 4 ways. What is that? He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to be illusion. He has a propensity for cheating. And his senses are imperfect. These are the 4 defects of conditioned soul, every one of us. Therefore, our knowledge by speculation, because my senses are imperfect, just like I got my eyes, but it is conditioned. Unless there is a light suitable for my seeing, I cannot see. So what is the use of these eyes? My eyes cannot be authoritative, that whatever I see, it is all that. No.
I have to see. Therefore, Vedic injunction is Shastra Chakshusya. Your eyes should be through the vision of the Shastra. Not that by your personal experience. No. For example, we can give you those who are followers of Vedic injunction. Just like Vedas say that the bone of an animal is impure. If you touch the bone of an animal, you have to take bath. So we actually follow. Those are Hindus, followers of Vedic culture. If they by chance touches one haddi, then he'll go home and change his clothes and take bath. Similarly, when we pass stool, evacuate, even my own stool, still I take bath to become pure. But the Veda says, the stool of cow dung is pure. And we accept that. When there is impure place, we bring cow dung and smear over it. Now you can say it is contradictory. You say stool is impure, and again you say cow dung, that is also another animal stool, you say it is pure. Oh, it is contradictory. But no, because it is authority, even there is contradiction, we follow. Similarly, the concept is the bone of an animal. But the injunction is that if you touch the bone of a dead animal, you become impure, but concept is kept in the deity room. It is so pure. So even if you find so many contradictions, they are not contradictions. They are actually fact. One medical man in Calcutta, he analyzed this cow dung and he found all the antiseptic properties are there. So Vedic injunction is so authoritative. Why? Because whatever it says, it is fact. So if you take the knowledge from the Vedas, then you save so much time for researching. If you challenge, then you can go on researching, but you come to the same conclusion, but later on. So our, this, I mean to say, Varnasrama Dharma culture is based on the injunction of the Vedas. Apparently, we may take it as contradictory, but still, we, for practical purposes, we take it into use. So, the Bhagavad Gita or any Shastra, Vedic literature, is in that position, in authoritative position. We cannot argue in our own way, or we cannot interpret in my own way. We have to take it as it is. Therefore, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not interpreting in our own way. That's why Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Imam vivasate yogam prattaman aham abhyam. I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita formally to the sun god. Vivasan manave prahu manu ikha gave pravet. And the sun god explained this to his son Manu Vaivasvata Mano, whose age is going on at the present moment. And Mano explained this philosophy to his son Ikkhaku, Maharaj Ikkhaku. Maharaj Ikkhaku was the original forefather of the dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra took his birth. Ikkhaku Vansa or Raghu Vansa. And Krishna says, Imam, evam parampara praptam, imam rajarsayo vidu. Formerly the kings were as good as great sages. They were trained up in such a way. They were guided by high class Brahmins and sages. And if the king would prove useless, they will dethrone him. That was the monarchical system. Therefore they are called Rajas. And people are very happy, the Rajasi, the king should see that exactly the Varnasam Dharma is being executed by the subjects and the citizens are protected from the hands of dishonest ministers and thieves and rogues. That is good government. Not only that, the purpose of human life was being executed under the guidance of the God. To elevate everyone to the platform of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Vishnu aradhati punsa. Nannatattu-sukha. So, this is Vedic culture. This is Vedic culture means that the aim of human civilization should be to understand the original proprietor of everything. We read in the Isopanishad, Isavasamidam sarvam. Everything is owned by the Supreme Personality of God, Isha. Krishna, the Supreme Isha, he also said that sarvaloka maheswaram bhoktaram jagatavasan sarvaloka maheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyata mam shanti nichyati. There is no shanti, peace in the world. Everyone, that is of course the nature of this material world. Everyone is full of anxiety. But especially because they do not know who is the original proprietor of this cosmic manifestation. On account of this, they are in ignorance and they are unhappy. Krishna says, Gyatya Mam. When one understands me, that I am the proprietor of all planetary systems, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, Sridam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the real friend of everyone. When understands these facts, when one understands this fact, Shanti Michyati, he can be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. So therefore, human civilization means to understand the supreme purpose of everything and offer his obeisances unto him. Just like we are offer our respects and obeisances to the state ruler or the state president, nowadays it is president. Suppose we are sitting here, if the president comes here immediately, we must show respect by standing up and giving him good wishes. That is our duty. So, if you are obliged to offer respect and obeisance to the state head, how much you are obliged to the supreme proprietor, the supreme president?
By that you have forgotten. Lati vidu sartagati nhi vishru. They have forgotten. Durasaya. Their ambition has been that we shall become happy by speculating, by making adjustment of this opposing element. Therefore it is called durasaya. It will never be fulfilled. It will never occur if you go on in this way. You have to understand the supreme proprietor, the supreme originator of everything. So we are, our this movement is teaching people, educating people to know the supreme proprietor. Supreme proprietor, as Krishna says, I am the supreme proprietor. We are teaching that Krishna is the supreme proprietor. There is no difficulty for us. We don't manufacture something. Everything is there. Why should we make research who is the supreme proprietor? Here is Krishna. He says, I am the supreme proprietor. We accept it. Krishna says, Manmanabhavahutmaktavamayamarjajimangnamaskuru. You always think of me and you become my devotee. Manmanabhavahutmaktavamarjaji, you worship me. Mang namaskuru, you offer your obeisances to me. So what is the difficulty? Krishna says, the supreme proprietor says like that, and we are teaching people that you just become a devotee of Krishna. And how to become a devotee? That is also stated in the Shastra. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakkham atma nivedanam. Just hear about Vishnu, not of others. Savanam kirtanam vishnu. So just hear about Krishna. What is the subject matter of hearing? There is a vast subject. What is that? Srimada Bhagavatam. Preliminary, you hear Bhagavad Gita. The Savanam, Kirtanam. You hear and chant the glories of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. There is a government in the Shastra. Here Rishabde says, that tapo dibbam putra ka jena sattam shuddhe jasmad brahma sukham malantam. Tapo, human life is meant for tapasya. To come to our original platform, there must be tapasya. India still is known as tapo bhumi. Not industrial bhumi, tapo bhumi, Bharat Varsha. Lord Chaitanya says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma shartha kari karo paropaka. He says that anyone who has taken his birth as a human being in India, Bharat Bhumi, his business is that he must fulfill the mission of his life and then distribute it for paropokar, for doing good to others. That is Bharatvarsha's mission. Bharatvarsha's mission is not that to exploit others, but to give something for upaka, upaka. And what is that upaka?
That upopad is to raise everyone to Krishna consciousness. That is the gift of Bharatvarsha. Everyone should come to Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, Krishna does not say that I am Indian, I am Hindu. Krishna says, Sarvajoni Shukantiya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasang Mahat Bhamat Jani Ahanga Bija Pradapita. I am the seed giving father. So Krishna is father of all living entities, never mind in whatever form he is. Sarvajonishu. There are 8,400,000 of species of life. Different, that means Krishna is not only for the human society, he is for the birds, bees, everyone. He does not say that I am only for the Hindus or for the Indians or for the Brahmins or like that. Of course, Krishna is worshipped, Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagat Dhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya. So this Krishna consciousness movement, please try to understand that it is India's best gift to the whole world. This is a fact. And there is no difficulty. Why there is difficulty? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because he first of all started this Krishna consciousness movement in Bengal. Perhaps you heard his name, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We sing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara, 500 years ago. He said this very word, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hidaja, he said. And he also said that Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram. As many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, everyone, my name will be known. How his name will be known? By distributing this Krishna consciousness movement. So that is now begun. But unfortunately, or somewhere other, what has been done, that has been done by one person's exertion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that each and every one who is born in India should take this mission. That is my appeal to you. You are all Indians, Hindus. You take this mission very seriously. Make your life successful. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is engaged in teaching these principles of Bhagavad Gita is very, very dear to me. So you can very easily become very dear to Krishna. To become Krishna's devotee or bhakta means just like Krishna said to Arjuna, Bhaktosi, Priyosi me. You are my devotee and you are very dear to me. So that should be our aim. How we shall become bhakta of Krishna and how we shall become dear to Krishna, then it will be very easy to understand what Krishna wants, and if we expand that mission, our life will be successful. So I request all gentlemen, ladies present here to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. Of course, the human life is meant for, as instructed by Rishabhdev, that this life is not meant for working very hard, simply for sense gain. Of course, I have traveled very extensively in the Western countries. practically all cities, Europe, America, Australia, Japan. The same principle is going on. 70 miles speed, motor car going on this way and that way, everyone is busy. But what is the aim? Why they are working so hard? Sense getting. That's all. Having sex enjoyment, drinking, that's all. See, these are they. Millions of years ago said, this is not human life. Kashtan Kaman. This kind of life is available in hog's life also. The hogs are working day and night. Where is tool? Where is tool? And as soon as he gets food, he may immediately, a sex indulgence. Never mind, mother or sister. This philosophy is going on, Freud's philosophy. How to enjoy sex life. So people are in so much miserable condition. So those who are born in India should take sympathy upon them. Spread this Krishna consciousness very seriously and the world will be happy. Thank you.
Glorious is divine grace. Nice lecture. Please ask at this time. Just raise your hands.
So with all this nice lecture, why is it so that a lot of Indians are still suffering all over the world?
Because you don't take it.
Well, this, since you say this,
have you taken this philosophy?
From India.
Have you taken this philosophy?
Then
talk. After take, then talk. Take them and ask them. 4 years ago, they did not know what Krishna and how they are happy. Just ask them, they are Europeans, they are not Indians. There are many thousands like that. They have enough money, enough industry, enough women, enough meat, enough drink. Why they are taken to this? So Indians, if they refuse to take it, what can be done? Anyone will take it. He'll feel happy. But if you don't take it, how will you feel happy? And Krishna consciousness movement is not only for the Indians. It is for the whole world. So whoever takes, we thank him, that's all. Never mind whether he's Indian or European. It is meant for human being. The animals cannot take it. The human being can take it or reject it.
There is a lot of anxiety in the African countries at the moment of, and the people are always anxious, they are in fear. Now what is your practical suggestion to bring mutual understanding with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness?
Yes, you give.
The people here, so that there could be peace.
Yes, you give.
And fear may be eliminated.
Yes, you give the Krishna consciousness to the African. That will settle up. Then they will know that you are not foreigners. By Krishna consciousness everywhere, they will know. If they accept Krishna, just like in our camp, in this movement, there are many Africans. Black men. If we give a place to propagate, we bring so many black men also. We have got Mohammedans. And they Christian Jews, there are many. We have got Jews, we have got Christians, we have got Mohammedans, we have got Africans, we have got Hindus, Parsis. This is the platform where everyone can become satisfied. Vyatta mam shanti michyati. This is spoken by Krishna. So simply, if you make people understand what is Krishna, he will be happy. That's all. And very simple method. So you make the attempt. How everyone can understand Krishna? You understand first of all. If you do not understand yourself, how you make others to understand? That is not possible. But because you are Indian, it is a specific order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is your duty to spread this Krishna consciousness. If you do not do it, then you will be failing as Indian to discharge your duty. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak karo paropokar. First of all, you try to understand what is Krishna consciousness and distribute it for the welfare of the throughout the whole world. They will accept. It is already proved. It is already proved. Anywhere we go, I was simply waiting a few minutes Athens in the airport. Some young man came, Hare Krishna. So this movement is spreading, and it will spread if it is done by sincere person seriously. Because it is the foretelling of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It cannot be false. But if it is spread by the Europeans and Americans, and if the Indians do not take part in it, I don't think it will be very honorable business for the Indians. But it is spreading. It will spread. Then I...